From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. United States top military officer, Marine General Joseph Dunford, said on Tuesday that despite an escalation in rhetoric between the United States and North Korea, he had not seen Pyongyang change its military posture.
We also have taken all the proper measures to protect our allies, the South Koreans, the Japanese, the force, as well as Americans in the area. But what we haven't seen is military activity that would be reflective of the charged political environment.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said he hoped diplomacy would resolve tension in North Korea. U.S. President Donald Trump intends to visit Puerto Rico next Tuesday, where food, fresh water, and electricity are dangerously short in supply following Hurricane Maria's devastation of the island last week. Puerto Rico's governor, Ricardo Rosello, said he was grateful for the attention of the president and was confident the federal government's response to the crisis on the island would be adequately addressed.
I really have been somewhat absent of social media, so I can only speak to what he has personally said to me, and I can guarantee to everybody that's listening, the president has called, has pledged his support.
Trump also plans to stop in the U.S. Virgin Islands. As Iraqi and Turkish forces started their joint military exercises close to the Iraqi Kurdish region, pictures of soldiers holding flags from both nations were released to the media, a move widely seen as sending a powerful message to Iraqi Kurds. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has stepped up pressure on Iraq Kurds, labeling their leaders treacherous and warning that all military and economic options are now on the table. This is VOA News.